As I sit around after school with less to do than one would think I would have to do today with finals so close to being here, I have a few different images and thoughts swirling around in my head. A lot of my thoughts are in New Hampshire, where the primary is, and not so much even because I care about politics, which I do to a certain extent, but because I used to live in New Hampshire, and I love this every 4 years, getting a kick out of seeing all my old stomping grounds come up in the news and all these big news outlets, hearing where the candidates are going to these little shops and things like that, wondering if sometime I'm going to hear my parents pop up in a soundbite on the radio. Knowing my parents, I won't hear them, but it's all so amusing to watch all of the politics. Everybody knows generally what's going on. And yet in reality, a small percentage of people in New Hampshire are going to decide quite a bit when it comes to this election. Because how many people really vote out of how many people are actually registered? The numbers are so slim. And I guess I'm connecting that in my head as I send out letters today. I'm sending out letters to those of you students who are doing frighteningly poorly, numbers-wise, whose numbers are low enough that the threat is coming up that you won't pass for the year. And so I send those letters home to parents to make sure everybody is informed. And I worry about those students quite a bit because they're bright and they're wonderful people. They're people I enjoy. For the people who aren't doing enough work to pass. And I've noticed a trend in my classrooms, and generally, most of my students, most of you, get somewhere in the 80s to, you know, C's to A's, and then we skip most of the D's, and we go all the way down to those 50% and lower range. And in one sense, I suppose if I looked over my grades, is what I'm looking at the percentage of voters in the world? Those of you who aren't doing well, I have trouble sometimes getting inside your heads, and I wonder what's going on and why you're making the decisions you are, because you're coming. Some of you are coming every day, and yet not doing anything. There are those who don't come, and those numbers are no big surprise. But I am at a loss for getting inside your heads and figuring it all out. So you'll have to tell me what's going on inside your head, or if it's one of your friends, what's going on inside your friend's head. Because I don't think it's ability. I'm not convinced of that. You're smart people. But you're not doing anything, and you don't want to. And I wonder, what's that motivation? What happened to your curiosity? I bet you started out somewhat like my daughter, who can't ask enough questions about everything. It's time for bed, and we're sitting there looking in the book, and she wants to ask about that picture, and that picture, and that picture, and somewhat she's trying to put off bedtime, but a lot of it is that she really wants to know about all those pictures. So what is it that's changed your curiosity? What's happened in life that makes it so that you're not interested anymore, and your curiosity is not there? I suppose as I think about New Hampshire and I think about our country, there are lots of things to be concerned about. Debt, for one. but this lack of curiosity, that's a concern for me as a teacher, for individuals. I don't worry about it on the grand scheme. There's always going to be enough people who are curious enough to vote. But what about those of you who are losing that curiosity and aren't even participating? That's what worries me.